if a person has a coat that has oh, lots of buttons, that coat has fancy buttons, blank. There are buttons, blank the sleeve. How would you say that? You have buttons.
I don't know if they give Wi-Fi to you.
That's okay. I'm just, all right, let's say, what would you do? Would you say you're going to sew a button?
Oh, yeah. If I need a button and didn't have a button on there and the button lost off, I would say tell my wife I wish you sew a button on this.
Oh, okay. I think that's all I was after, just see how you say whether it's saying it all. On a Sunday suit or something, you have an outside coat and you have a shirt. Sometimes you wear something between your shirt and your...
Yeah, you used to wear a vest.
Okay. They wear many of those anymore?
No.
Okay. And what do you call the... you have a coat and a vest and a suit, and sometimes you have what else that goes
on? Oh, coat.
Okay, and what about the... You wear a bottom. What do you call those? What do you call these?
Underwear, long underwear.
All right, what do you, these outside here?
This out. Pants.
Okay, any other words you might use for pants?
Trousers.
If you're outside and you're thirsty and you're just outside a little ways and someone's standing by the door and they're not doing anything, you might yell at them and say,
would you bring me a drink of water?
Okay. If you did that yesterday, you'd say, if you say,
Yeah, I said, well, you brought me one yesterday.
Oh, okay. How about filling out this one? You can say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it...
It did all right.
Okay. If your old Sunday clothes wore out, you'd have to buy a new...
Suit.
Okay. And if a boy goes out and collects walnuts, you know, and he just stuffs so many of them in his pockets that it looks like pockets are going to start ripping out. What do you say to these pockets? How do you call it?
Swag.
Swag? Okay. Would you ever say if you stuff a lot of things in the pockets, it makes them...
Makes them swag.
Swag. Would you ever say bulge?
Well, yeah, I could say that, but you say...
Would you say bulge or bulge?
Bulge. All would be the same.
Okay. If a man went and bought some Levi's, a new pair of Levi's, you know, they always tell you to buy them a little bit bigger because they're going to... Mm-hmm. What happens to them?
Shrink.
Right. Okay. And how about a young woman, you know, sometimes they get a little vain, they're putting makeup on, and they're out in front of a mirror, and she just starts, she spends an hour or so in front of the mirror, and you say she's, what's she doing?
She's pretty.
Okay. And what do you call the box, or the little container that the women carry with them that's got a little clasp on it to keep their money in it? And,
call it pocket luggage. Call it that. Purse.
A purse? Okay. And sometimes women wear these around their arms. They're not watches or anything. They're just ornaments. What do they call those things around their wrists?
That's mostly a nameplate.
Or what's anything that would go around the wrist like that? What do they call that?
Necklace.
No, that'd be around the...
It'd be around the neck. I don't know what it's called.
Would you call it a bracelet?
Well, I reckon so. Because
okay. Now suppose there's a like pearls, you know, they're strung up on a string. Okay, but they're not really pearls. Let's just say they're cheap glass and they look like pearls or something. What would you call that around their
neck?
Okay, would you call it a string of anything?
Yes, beads.
Okay. All right, and what do men wear to hold up their trousers?